Hi, I'm Raw.
I could do the whole thing like that. How would you drink a beverage with your... Then it's video related. And the vague point here is to move slightly away from video. Maybe not like entirely away from video, but a little bit. Because I want to move this over into a podcast format where I can just upload the podcast and then you can download it and listen to it at your heart's content and take the advice of my very smart wife and make it into its own channel type thing. So a Facebook of Ross and a Beer, or what we're tentatively maybe calling it is Drink NS Dry. And it's going to be over at drinkns.unsupervised.ca, because you can't make a free podcast page, apparently, so you have to get your nerdy friends with their own servers and web servers, LAMP servers, I know what that is, to do it for you. So, yay, good, excellent. Thank you, James, for setting that up. I think it's in play. What a good question. Let's go and have a look right now at drinkns.unsupervised.ca. Says 403 forbidden, so that's, you know, working as intended. There's the new and improved website of drinkns.unsupervised.ca. Yeah, 403 forbidden. That's our catchphrase. What are we? We're 403 forbidden. However, here we are in the right proper place. I'm going to get rid of that because that's way too bright, way too crazy. It is nearly 8 o'clock. We're getting there. I'm switching back over so I can see if any comments come in. And the main reason that we want to switch this over... Your fave... Oh, Two Crows? Yeah, did I tell you? No, I didn't. I don't think I told you. When David... David stopped by to pick up the rims and the tires. He left me some beer. And yeah, I think I told you this, that he brought me a Jamboree. Your actual favorite. Yeah, your favorite place. But it was so... Oh, it was... I felt it was very... The best part about that place was that someone had a dog. They had brought their dog in and we were allowed to pet their puppy. That's what I loved about it. I don't like a lot of Two Crows. Ian and I, we fall on the same page of Two Crows is... okay. And honestly, it's so okay, I can't remember if I've had this one or not. So it is, it's early for everything. Pack it in, pack it out. No, you said that wrong. It's a pack it out, pack it up. Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. I forget, is that Hits from the Bong? What is going on? My dishwasher is having a right fart with all of my dishes. I mean, look at this. It can't get rid of my lettering on my beer glass anymore, but it apparently seems perfectly happy of putting little slices of tomato skin on all of my glasses. That's annoying. I don't know. Do you clean a dishwasher or something? Is there, maybe I need a dishwasher washer. So you put, you know, it's just stacks of dishwashers all put on diagonally or something like that. And it's, that would look pretty strange. Sort of like some sort of strange hellscape of old rusted appliances. It is 8 o'clock enough. I'm Ross. This is a beer that you can barely see, and this is the beer that I'm more excited about. Not to put too fine a point on it. This is we're trying to drink craft beers from within Nova Scotia. We, being me, because oftentimes it's more than me, but for right now it's just me, because Ian is not here tonight. I did ask James to be a part of this. He wasn't available, and I didn't reach out beyond that because I am not prepared. We could do a thing where we get a little bit more prepared here and there, but it just does not happen. So instead, we've got a battle of lagers. I have kind of stacked the deck a little bit because there is... The Refresh Lager is a light lager. It says it's a dry hopped lager, and on the website it says it's a 4.8%, but this on the can says it is a 4.3%, which tells us that It is weak-ish, but it also says for bright, crisp, and honeydew. See, those seem familiar, so I'm fairly certain that I've had this before. Literally, the only reason we're here tonight is to try this Toller Ice. I found it in the LC when I was just kind of hopping. I was passing through there, trying to find a nice, good stout for Ian and I to try. And we, oh, this is, that's a little fizzy. Oh, whoa, bright, crisp, honeydew. You know what? I am getting a bit of honeydew out of that. In a very interesting way, the aroma there is, I mean, it's floral, in the same way that a lot of other beers are kind of a little bit on the floral side. I'm gonna put this in the Beewolves glass tonight. Not that it really matters. I fell down a rabbit hole after last week of learning what stupid glasses you're supposed to drink stuff in, and the one site that I fell on, which gave me pause and made me feel really inadequate, was host a beer glass evening with your friends. Have them over, and you can open up, you know, crack open a beer and put it in the different glasses. Put the same beer from the same can in three different glasses and try everyone to sip them. And I'm like, how many friggin' glasses do I? If you invite two friends and you want them to try in three different glasses, then we're already at 9 glasses for the three of you. And I don't have that many glasses. I mean, you have to wash them between every single one, and then you're there with, and you have to get your dishwasher out of your dishwasher washer, which is stacked sideways, and just, you know, it's the only other thing, because there's never enough dishes or dishwashers to do a full load in the dishwasher washer, so you have to put in your dishwasher, and then your vacuum cleaner's at the back, and then your robot butler's up at the front, and it's just sort of sitting there crying out, saying, why am I in here again? I wasn't dirty in the first place. And you said, yes, you are. You keep telling that joke about the priest and the pelican. That was a long... I don't even know where that was going. This do smelleth good. It looks light. It's very, very pale. I mean, it's not only translucent, but it's just, what's another word? What's a nice way of saying it looks urine sample-y? Because it looks urine sample-y. It doesn't smell urine sample-y, unless you obviously drink three strong beers and then 9 glasses of water. This might be what your urine looks and smells like. I'm now judging everyone's urine, and this is probably yet another one of the reasons why you all come to this show. This is why the live version is so much more important, because you could be here to interact in the chat, talk to me as I do this, because otherwise it's just me talking incessantly about absolutely nothing. It's a lot more fun when I have someone in here and on this with me. Maybe I won't start with this being the first one going up, but I am going to try to make its own Facebook page, and then we'll go live on the Facebook page, and it'll go up on the location for the podcast itself, and then hopefully you can subscribe to the podcast. I think that's the way that you kind of do things. And then I maybe might be able to get my stupid themes. Maybe I'll record a slightly better theme song. Maybe, yeah, that sounds like a thing that we could do. Record a slightly better theme song at one point or another. Put some stupid stuff in the in-betweens and go from there. But honeydew. I'm looking forward to bright, crisp honey. There is a fruity flavor that it's... If it didn't say honeydew, I'm trying to think of, if I erased the word honeydew from my mind and I smelled this, what would I smell? I think I would say weak orange, maybe tangerine or clementine orange. So there's a citrusy smell to it that just, it's a very sweet smelling, but also dry hopped lager. So maybe it is going to be hoppy. I have no idea what to expect here, but with a 4.3, it says on the can, 4.8 on the website, I think it'll be pretty good. But again, the description on the website just says bright, crisp honeydew. That's it. That's all you get. And Two Crows is like that. They don't give you a big long birth certificate about where all the flavors and whatnot are coming from. I mean, for the most part, I'm okay with that, but sometimes I like a little bit of description. So here we go. Refresh lager. The citrus. Ooh, I'm bright and crisp and... Oh, there it is. Oh, hello, strange aftertaste. Maybe that's where the dry hopness is at the tail end. Oh, what a weird place to put your dry hopped. It's bright and citrusy up front, but then it... There's this funny little record scratch moment at the end where it says, hey, remember me? I'm dry hopped. And then it goes away entirely. And so it sort of leaves you with a... Yeah, that's stamp licking right there. This is... The aftertaste is licked stamps. But, so it's one of those beers, and this was what I thought beer was when I first started trying a lot of Nova Scotia beers. You know, your Molson Canadian, your Alexander Keith's, your Moosehead. I thought the purpose was to keep drinking to keep the aftertaste out of your mouth. And maybe that is absolutely the case, which is why I keep trying to push people over to ye olde, the Toller Gold Lagers, because they're so smooth in the outset. You can drink them as fast or as slow as you like. Ooh, a mouthful. Like kind of sucking in the air at the same time. It's a very nice citrusy. The honeydew is there. This is better than I expected it was going to be. It does have a little bit of the gross aftertaste at the tail end. But, it doesn't make it awful. It just makes it not great. So it's not the smoothest, lightest thing in the world. That got a little, did that cloud up with me? The bottom half of the can is much cloudier than the top half of the can. This has been in the beer cabinet for a little while. The beer pantry they were going to go with. Is it getting a little lighter? No, it's still Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Master of Zordo. Zordo? I heard it recently because you may have heard, because this is the hot news that everyone wants to talk about, is the Green Ranger died. Now, he's quite young. Zordon. It's not Zordo, it's Zordon, who looks like Vincent D'Onofrio as a Kingpin up in a glass of blue fandom beer. Now, he was played by David. Who's David Fielding? Is that who played him? How interesting. First appearance day of the Dumpster Actors. He was played by a guy named David Fielding, who doesn't look incredibly familiar to me as having been in other stuff, but there you go. David Fielding is Zordon. So we can answer that, the Zordon question. The Green Power Ranger. And I think he was probably, how old? Maybe 50s? Green Power Ranger dies. This is 49. He's only 49 years old. And he's like, he was a martial arts instructor and whatnot. So if I'm, here's how it goes. And you think about it. If I'm not a martial arts instructor, and you'd have to think that a martial arts instructor is more healthy than I am, and he died at 49, then I should have died, 7 years ago. And that's where we're at there, because I'm nowhere near as healthy as a martial arts instructor. In fact, here I am drinking, like, three beers trying to tell you what they taste like. The head on this, I'm kind of impressed at the head on the Refresh Lager here, because it's quite foamy, it's very nice, it's not going away, it's sticking around, which is delightful. I love that, because oftentimes some of these lagers, the head on them really goes away far too quick, so there's no carbonation. This is a bit of a zip of the carbonation, so it is there. This is, like I said, I'm not sure if I'm going to go as far as to say it's good or quite good, but it's definitely better than I expected. And I'm wondering if I'm skewing it. Like, if I was expecting a really tasty lager, would I... No, I don't think I'd give this a low mark, like a 6 out of 10. I mean, it's already passable. I think it's a 7, if not... I don't think it's an 8. It might be a 7.5. 7.5 out of 10? Let's say 7.4. I want more. I want a little bit more coming out of this one. I would want a little bit more flavor. It did come out pretty cold, not like ice cold, but ice cold. I don't think you get anything out of this. This is I'm getting more of a beer flavor out of the smell than I am out of the taste. Ian and I sometimes do the small mouthfuls and then like the big 2-3 gulps in a row. Oh my God, I'm getting like message to craziness over here. It's all sorts of conversations going on. This is the other exciting part of things. Oh, hey. Okay, I have a WordPress server. So he's setting it up. Here are the credentials. You have to confirm with your this, the URL. Oh, it's not unsupervised.ca. It's drinkns.unsupervised.beer. That's, wow. It's almost more of a mouthful. Cheers! Then I was kind of expecting. What's a wind flap? I don't know. I was trying to describe this electric vehicle that a Scottish company has built, and it basically is a cube. It's just a series of cubes. It's got, you know, it's not flashy or organically smooth or anything like that. It's just a box. It's a series of boxes. And he says, oh, no, it's kind of a, you know, it's not too flashy of a design. I said, well, I almost appreciate that because it's supposed to be an off-road vehicle and it shouldn't be built for speed because you don't, like, why are you going off-road at 70 miles an hour? So I'm for that. And then I mentioned that you don't, you know, oh, this brand new off-road car has wind flaps. And now my friends are calling me out on saying wind flaps on a car. I was like, well, that's, you know, the aerodynamic bit. The intakes air in one bit and then shoots it out the other way. What are those called? Air intakes, I think might be the correct term. But I'm going to go with wind flap because I don't know things about cars. What happens when I choose number of cans? Add to cart. Are they going to tell me that I've got more or less? In fact, please select some product options. Number of cans, single, 4-pack. I will take 4. Yeah, they are out of stock. So here's the bad news. The Refresh Lager, which I like, is currently out of stock. They might be making another lager right now, but if you go have a look in the lagers and pilsners, you've got Czech dark lager, a light lager, Atlantic Canada's with a bunch of toucans on it. No, not toucans. What are the puffins? You know, short nose toucans. That's what those are. Dark cuts. That's a Czech dark. Mexican lager. I'm curious about that. Dos Cuervos, Harrington rustic lager. Does that? Whoa. It says 3.9% alcohol by volume? Gross. This one's weak enough. What's with these 4.3s? Lager is life, is a Letna beer, smoked lager beer, Tobiatic Wild, Saison lager hybrid with Lacadie Pomace? Don't know what that is. Collaboration with Lightfoot and Wolfville Vineyards. Okay. And the Vitis one. Did we try the Vitis? I don't quite remember. So they don't have the Refresh in here. The thing I could probably get closest to is I would say the Light Lager, the Atlantic Canadian one. So am I behind the times? Yes, a little bit. Sometimes when they have the new ones, and it would be good to get in the habit of starting to read what's coming out, what's new, trying it so that you can kind of give it an attempt. But honestly, what I like doing is I like driving around and seeing what the different breweries have on hand and then trying them as you can. But I mean, you can't drive around to every single brewery in one weekend, can you? Every weekend? That's a bit much. And then we'd have to review like 6 beers a week. There's a lot of beers and there's no shortage and there's still more to do. The reason, I mean, I even got to do 2 IPAs last weekend and there's still no shortage of IPAs. I went to one of our local farm markets and Lund's Mill was there. So here is the story on Lund's Mill. You'll be happy to hear it. Hang on while I try to finish off a little bit more of this refresh here. Lund's Mill Brewery at Lawrencetown, Nova Scotia, continues. Their restaurant, which they co-owned, they owned the brewery and the restaurant of the station. They sold the station as a restaurant. It was bought up by another group who is going to turn it into a restaurant again. But Lund's Mill, as a tap room, is still going to remain Lund's Mill. Because when I went to visit their booth at the farmer's market, they had 20 beers on hand. I took a picture. There's really some really cool ones on there. Can't show you the picture right now. Not gonna, because this is a podcast. Anyway, I'll try to get away and get out from that. But the 20 beers that they had, and then I said, oh, wow, that's great. And then I said, how many of them are available in the liquor store, in the, you know, the NSLC? And the nice lady, Lori, I believe her name was, how do you say that when you're talking about someone that you met? She pointed at the Purple Rain IPA. That was it. Out of the 20 beers they had on hand. So I need to get my biscuits out to Lund's Mill, because I have tried a few of them. I think I've tried 4 or 5. I don't remember being incredibly impressed. Oh, no, they did the Eclipse. Did they do the Eclipse Black IPA? Because I loved that one. That one was delicious. And there were some other ones that I had not tried, more on the darker side of things. Oh, but I didn't try any because technically I was volunteering and I didn't want to be seen walking around drinking like 5 beers and tasting a bunch of other ones, because the moonshine guys were there. The other distillery, there's 2 distilleries and a brewery are at my farmer's market. You could have such a crunk morning. Is that the proper parlance? Get crunk. I thought taking the art of dance in general, partying to another level. Have a crunk day. Crunk, a cliched and overused hip-hop term. Oh boy, am I ever white. I'm so out of touch with this. Has beat to death more than bling bling. It has not. No, 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 no. Bling bling is still far more overused cliche than crunk. I argue this. No, Urban Dictionary, I don't think you're correct on this one. It means to get crazy and drunk. Yeah, so you can have a crunk day. Crazy drunk. If you go to the farmer's market and there are 2 distilleries and a brewery, you are going to have a crunk day. There were 2 breweries there. Paddy's was there as well, because I was, I said hello, because I was commenting on their cans, because they started selling them in the cans and not in the growlers anymore. And say what you will about the pandemic, everything sucks because of it, but things are less about growlers and a lot more companies started putting their product in cans. And I like that. The citrus / honeydew at the bottom of the can remains. The aftertaste just kind of gone away. It's the stank. Was it stank, skunky? It's something going on at the tail of that. And it is forcing me to move up my rating. There's a tiny bit at the sides, you know, when you get the where the back of your tongue meets your back teeth, that's where the bitterness and the little bit of the stank is coming through. But I feel like I have to move that up to a 7.5. I feel like I have to do that. I owe it to that beer to move from a 7 point, because I was definitely confirmed on the 7.4, but then I decided, nope, that is a 7.5, monsieur. But I've filled up a little bit of water here, so I'm just going to cleanse ye palate. Mwah. Ooh, this is going to, oh, I can still taste that. It's going to take a double cleansing. I'm going to need a backup rubber glove. I'm still kind of looking at this thing that says crunk all over it. 43.99. What? Oh, that's the 24-pack. Okay. No, I want the 12. No, I bought the 6-pack of these ones. This is an adorable picture of a dog. I love the Toller dog. He's quite cute. It makes me think of the whole puppers thing. And in fact, the blue is really helping with that. But here is from Spindrift Brewery, out of Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, I think. Yep, they're there on Frazzy. Oh, the Toller Beverage Company. It seems to be their own thing. But I know it's made by Spindrift. But the Toller Beverage Company, out of Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. Spindrift Toller. But is the Toller Ice? It's not the Toller. It's not the Toller Light. It is not the Toller Gold. It is not the Toller Lime. Nor is it the Toller Red. I have tried 3 or 4 of those already. But this week, going into the LC, and in having a conversation with a young man who is very enthusiastic about local craft beers, more so than myself, maybe, and agrees with me that IPAs are overdone and he wants some different things. He's excited that apparently English bitters are coming back and making a resurgence. We're going to have some more English bitters as we go. He helped me find, because I was looking for some, like I said, I was looking for some stouts so that Ian and I could do tonight. Did I say that or did I tell? I think I only told my wife that. Maybe I didn't mention it yet. But I was hoping to do some stouts with Ian tonight, but he is, like I said, I did say this, he is on night shift, he is at work tonight, so, but as I was looking for stouts and I couldn't find any, he said, oh no, it's around here. So they do hide a couple sometimes at the LC, always ask, and in behind it were a 6-pack of Toller Ice. Now, if you know me, and if you've been here a couple of times, you probably hear us talk about Toller Gold like it's the greatest thing ever. And it is. It is. I mean, we like dark beers, but the Toller Gold is like one of the best light beers. The benefit there is it's also one of the cheapest, and they keep it rocking at the 5.0%. So the interesting thing about the ice beer here is this now says it is a strong lager. So this one is a 6% lager. So this is, I don't know what to tell you about this one. Based on the site, on the website at spindriftbrewing.com, that's how I can tell it's a Spindrift product. It does say, Toller Ice is our ode to the strong lager. Launching as we move to winter, expect a pale, crisp, golden lager with a little added warmth, light, biscuity malt character with a nose of cereal grain, drinks crisp and finishes smooth. Let us compare that. Refresh lager, crisp, bright, honeydew. Like, I'm not asking you to be a wordsmith. I just want you to tell me what's in the beer. That's all. Now, this is a mild disadvantage that the Tollers, you can get them in the larger cans, the 473s now, but you can buy them in cases of usually the Toller Gold and Toller Light and Toller Lime. They all come in the cases of 12. The Toller Red is in singles. These ones are in cases of, or just packs of 6, but they are still the 355 milliliter can. So it's the little tiny can, because it's a little tiny puppy face. It's got the little tiny puppy face. He looks, I love the face on the can, because he doesn't look sad. He's not sad happy, but eager. I think the best way to describe it, this is an eager looking dog, where if you look at that face, you feel like you've got a ball that you need to throw for it. And, I mean, my desk is a mess, so, and I have so many things on this desk, one of which I do have several balls, but, one of which, it's these kind of, you ever find those make-it-yourself rubber ball kits? So this is just some, I think these are just a couple of rubber balls that you would normally find in a, one of those gumball machines. How old is everyone? Because some people don't even know what a gumball machine is. Luckily, well, my daughter's 14. I've trained her what a gumball machine is. Hopefully my, how do you, when you have a baby on the way, my upcoming son, my soon to be child, my unborn child, Chris Hopkin, how are you doing tonight? Sadly, you get a name drop. This is what I'm excited for. I had a refresh lager from Two Crows. It was okay, but found this in the LC in Windsor, of all places. So the Toller Ice. Now, the Toller Gold, which I don't remember if I've converted you entirely just yet, despite the fact that it is cheaper. It is cheaper than Coors Light, my dude. And it tastes better, so get after it. This was even cheap. This is still... was it the cheap stuff? No, because this was a six-pack. I don't remember how much this was. So it's one more percentage point. I don't want to talk about that. You know what they talk about in politics? Here's another tangent. I don't have ADHD. When they say they're 6 points behind. I hate that. I hate that because it doesn't sound... I need to check with my friend Tom, who is smarter than anyone on the planet, about how the wording of that goes. Because when they say, oh, now the Blues are leading the Reds by 6 points. And that means that the Blues have 34% of the vote and the Reds have 28% of the vote. So what they're saying is they're ahead by 6 percentage points. But then they shorten that to not say percentage anymore. They're up by 6 points. I don't know why it pains me to hear that. Yes, good. I'm glad you like Toller Gold. So I have not had the Toller Ice. We have just cracked it. We have listed the... We've done the description. Whoops. Oh, geez. I almost poured that all over the desk. We've read the description. It's saying a light... Yeah, the light biscuity malt. Is this going to be malty? This is definitely... It is darker in color than the Refresh Lager. That is for certain. What am I expecting from a strong Toller? I guess I'm partially expecting like an Innocent Gun, maybe a Toller Gold, but with that what I usually call the boozy zip, where it tastes like someone just kind of, oh, you know, here you go, Charlie, put a shot of whiskey in there. Really, you get just a nip of whiskey, Toller Gold with a nip of whiskey. But look at that. Oh, wait. Now, the Toller Gold is a golden color. This is a beautiful, beautiful golden color as well. The head on it, disappointing. In comparison to the Refresh Lager. The Refresh Lager was a perfect head for a beer. This is a little bit... I would say that the bubbles, the carbonated bubbles on the inside of this makes this look more like a Sussex Golden Ginger Ale. Like a non-alcoholized carbonated beverage. The bubbles are huge, where the bubbles in the Refresh were much smaller. And I'm trying to remember, we looked up once what that meant. What was the difference between the two? I'm finally going to sniff this damn thing. It's one of those moments where I've been really looking forward to this. I only bought this yesterday, and I have been thinking about nothing else for nearly 12 hours. A little over 12 hours. It smells like Toller Gold. And I have no problem with that. But up front, Toller Gold. There's something at the back. Some kind of thing at the back of that one. Maybe this is a nose of cereal grain. Does it smell like a bowl of cereal? It does a little bit smell like a bowl of cereal. This is sort of like a bowl of Cheerios. So it's Toller Gold. You know how when you're in college and you drink and you have cereal in the morning, and instead of pouring milk in, you pour beer like that. So you pour beer in your bowl of Cheerios, and it's reminiscent of that if you've ever done that. I'm making this up, but I know some of you have tried that. Some of you have tried a bowl of cereal with beer in it. So here we go. Toller Ice. Strong lager. Crisp golden. Added warmth. Light biscuity malt. Interesting. Okay, here we go. Yep. So the sharp. It comes through as a stronger ale quickly, like right away. Even if you take 2-3 gulps on the first gulp, you can taste the stronger alcohol percentage. But it's not it's not quite as high. Well, an Innocent Gun rum finish, they were much higher up there, if I remember correctly. I'm gonna look that up. What's the percentage on an Innocent Gun? G-U-N-N, so don't think that I'm talking about eggnog and cereal. Oh, that's almost a waste of eggnog. Beer Cases Innocent Gun is a beer brand. Oh, it's from Edinburgh. I didn't know that. It is original bourbon cask. Ah, the original is a 6.6. So it's a little stronger than this one. This, I don't know how to describe it, but it almost tastes like, oh, it's a weak, strong ale. And I hate saying that because I love Toller. There's no aftertaste. There's a... Sorry for the slurping noises, but if you're only listening to this and not watching it, then maybe that's kind of entertaining. It's, when they say a little added warmth, it tastes like it's just a little tiny bit added warmth. I mean, honestly, you could have squeezed a bit more percentage in there, put another shot of vodka and made it a 7.4%, and I would be even warmer this winter. So for a winter warmer, maybe 6.0 isn't quite enough. Biscuity malt character. I don't quite know how to respond to that, because they're saying a little bit of added warmth, a light biscuity malt character. I'm like, yeah, the everything that you've added is subtle. Maybe too subtle. The nose of cereal grain. Everything he's saying is accurate. Crisp golden lager. Yes. Little added warmth. It's far too little. Light biscuity malt character, yep, but a little too light. And a nose of cereal grain. Drinks crisp and finishes smooth. Yes, absolutely. I think I just like a teensy bit more. Would I... Ooh, now here's a good question. Do I prefer this over a Toller Gold? Ooh, this is a 6.0. So, it'll get you tipsy faster. Is it more flavorful? Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow. Oh, Chris, so I was talking to someone today. I met with a guy who has just moved to the Windsor area, and he is hoping to come out to some open mics. He's hopefully going to be there tomorrow night, and he wants to start hosting an open mic in Tan down in Windsor. And they're not open past 6, so he might do something more along the lines of like a nice, you know, like a sunny afternoon, you know, like a Saturday or Sunday afternoon down in Tan in Windsor. So I'm hoping for that. That could be kind of cool to go and check out. I told him to go check out Schoolhouse on a Friday night. Go to the open mic on Schoolhouse on a Friday because, wow. Well, I mean, he's in Windsor, so you gotta go to the things that Windsor have got available to you. And that it do. So that's what's going on. There's open mics Friday nights, Schoolhouse, Wednesday nights, Tan, Wolfville, Monday nights, Paddy's Pub, Wolfville, also Wednesday nights later, Wayfarers in Port Williams. That's of everything. I wonder, yeah, the problem is that you have to, if you're releasing the entirety of the broadcast and recording, do I need to watch what I say, or do I go in and edit just every now and then, just sort of say to myself, ooh, check the timing on that one, what are we at, oh, 40, wait, no, it's only been 30 minutes since I actually said, hey, I'm going live, no, wait, 35, because I started at about 5-2, wow, I have literally just been sitting here talking to myself for 35 whole minutes, yep, that's the mark of being able to turn something into a podcast. Going live on Facebook and then just saying, yep, let's go. Ooh, speaking of, I forgot contextual I need to be in. Ba-boom, here we are in Spindrift Brewery. Or wait, no, this is... Is Spindrift... about us. Is the Spindrift address... yeah, look at you all. Oh, he's got a Spindrift t-shirt. Hooray. Contact us, maybe? Can you tell me where you exist? Aha! So Spindrift, on the can, it says Toller Beverage Company, 21 Frazee Avenue, Dartmouth. Spindrift says 21 Frisee Avenue, Dartmouth. So right here, oh, they've got a location in Antigonish. That's really cool. Right here, we're looking at the Spindrift tap room, and it should be the same as the Toller tap room, so it doesn't matter. I feel validated by that, and we're here at Spindrift / Toller. What does it say Oak Manor on their website? I want to check this out. Spindriftbrewing.com and click on Oak Manor. Spindrift Oak Manor. We are beyond excited to be operating a new secondary location in the heart of beautiful downtown Antigonish. You know what? That's genius, boys. Basically, you're saying, hey, we're a downtown Dartmouth brewery, but we're going to open up a secondary tap room at the drinkiest university town in Nova Scotia. Smart. What's on tap at Oak Manor? What is on tap on Oak Manor? I will click that. Killick Session Lager. It was pretty good. It was 4.7. Sea Glass IPA. 7.0? Sunday's Pale Ale. I don't remember trying that one. Hurricane IPA 6.2. And the seasonals. They've got the Peach and Apricot Sour. The Hefe Weiss Beer. Ooh. Goldilocks Nitro Oatmeal Stout. Okay. Sorry. Nitrogen. So it's a nitrogen stout. Love. Oh, that would be so good. But it's a 4.8%? When I hear nitro, I feel like that needs some energy to it. Seeker Vanilla Stout. I think we tried that. Queen Bee, the Honey Brown Lager. That was excellent. Cider, Snakebite. Honey Saison. Oh, they've got all the Tollers. I need to go to Antigonish. I need to freaking... All right, here's the problem. Acadia, Wolfville, boys. I mean, Patty's is fine and good, but could we have a... Yeah, they've got Toller Ice on tap. Toller... The Toller Lager family. Quality, affordable, local lager now available in Atlantic, the Toller Gold. It's such a good response for that. Quality, local lager. It's so good. I need... There. So you got the Spindrift Core, our passion for Atlantic Canada, and then the Toller Quality Crafted Lager. A loyal companion, Toller consistently delivers on value and flavor, provides an easy drinking alternative to mainstream beer. Wait, what? Don't tell me I'm... Don't tell me I'm easy drinking. Don't tell me about that. What are you trying to say there, dog? Sad dog that I've not thrown your ball yet on the top of the can. Well, I tell you. The Toller Ice... Yeah, the bite is coming through a little bit more now. I am loving the bite now. A little added warmth. It's just this tiny little... It's from 5 to 6%. Doesn't hugely change the flavor. Just gives it that little strength. The cereal grain nose. Yeah, it just smells a little bit more grainy. But it doesn't taste extra grainy. It still tastes quite delicious. And I'm jealous... Anti-friggin-Gonish for having a Spindrift tasting bar with the entire, with half, well, 4/7, what's that even, 4/7 of the Toller family on tap, and a bunch of really tasty wonders on there. Ice beer. Ooh, that's what we're going to, so ice beer, this was when Labatt Ice Beer came around. It's the dumbest thing in the world. So it's a little stronger. Basically, they're saying it's a stronger beer. Because we have taken that technology. Here is the technology. We take our beer. Ready? You ready for this? We make it a little colder. So much so that ice crystallizes in it. It's so cold it becomes ice in bits. And then we scoop the ice out. Yeah. And then it's a stronger beer. And my mind, when I first saw the commercials for Labatt Ice Beer when I was a kid, they were on TV. It was, Andrew, what was the guy's name? Who's Carl Diehard? Is Carl Vreeski? No, wait, what is Alexander Godunov? I know it's Alex Andrew something. Alexander Godunov was Carl in the first Die Hard movie. You all knew that. And then he was also the spokesperson for Labatt Ice Beer. Because he would come on and say, it's beer. Labatt Ice Beer. And his accent, it was a very funny, strange, weird thing. And Alexander Godunov is... I think he should get all the ballet dancer? What? He's an actual ballet dancer? This is hilarious. So he should get the roles that... Oh. The other guy with the horrible accent who's in The Big Lebowski and whatnot gets... he was Fargo, Big Lebowski... Oh, I cannot remember his name. Yeah, I'm the expert. Big Lebow. You remember Yuri, the nihilist Yuri, Carl, Peter Stormare. So Peter Stormare gets a lot of roles, but Alexander Godunov should have, especially since he was a freaking ballet dancer. He defected from the USSR and then he had a career in ballet. Oh, Godunov drank alcohol to excess and this became a problem as he got older. In 1995, his friends became concerned when he had been uncharacteristically quiet with his phone calls. A nurse who had not heard from him since May 8th went to his home where his body was discovered May 8th, so 10 days. His death was determined to be due to complications from hepatitis secondary to chronic alcoholism. Thanks. Hey, let's bring it on and down. Hey, come on out to drink NS. As we drink NS dry, as we talk about hepatitis and alcoholism, dying from alcoholism. Cheers! Bottoms up. Do I sound like I'm on old time radio? That's a wonderful Family Guy reference. Regardless, Alexander Godunov's career, Die Hard, he was Carl. He was like the iconic bad guy in that one. And then he was in an excellent movie with Tom Hanks and Shelley Long called The Money Pit, where he has the greatest line. So he plays a narcissistic orchestra conductor, who is the character Shelley Long's ex-husband in the whole affair. But they focus in on him every now and then to make him a bad guy, like a negative character, someone that you dislike. So for character development, he has this moment. And so Shelley Long's she's still in the orchestra, despite the fact that her ex-husband is the conductor. Don't ask me. It sounds complicated and awkward as hell. So they have a moment where they're playing, you know, she's playing in the orchestra. I don't even remember what instrument she plays, but it sort of looked like violin or cello, the way I mimed it. And so Alexander Godunov is up there, and boom! And they finish. And his line, to establish his character in his beautiful Russian accent, which turned into a German terrorist for Die Hard, but he says, "The Union requires me to allow you to go to lunch in spite of the way you've played. Those of you with consciences will not be able to eat. Those of you without consciences, go stuff yourselves. I hope you choke." And it remains one of my favorite movie quotes ever, of all time. And it just, so it's just him standing there. And so they finish playing, and he stands there, and he just lowers his hands, and they're all, you know, if you've ever played in a band, you wait, and especially when you're in rehearsal especially, this doesn't happen in live performances. In rehearsal, you stop and you wait to hear what your conductor wants thinks and thought of that and says, well, that was pretty good or something like that. But this was, and he milked it. Like they put it in the movie. The movie had nothing to do with conducting. They were just establishing this one kind of second tier character. And he stands there and he's got his hands up for the final note and he slowly brings them down without looking at any of them. And then there's maybe about, I want to say 8 to 12 seconds of silence in a movie, a 93-minute movie. And this silence, and he glares, he just staring daggers at everybody. And then he says that line and it ends. I just love that. If you don't have a conscience, go stuff yourself. I hope you choke. One of the reasons that I still enjoy playing exit music for a film by Radiohead, I could go into so many tangents right now. There's a little bit more of this Labatt Ice beer. No, it's not Labatt Ice beer. It's Toller Ice Lager beer, which I say in my Alexander Godunov voice because he was the guy who sold ice beer to me. Labatt Ice beer in the mid-90s. And me, in my plucky youth, look it up, it's Scottish, I was watching this and saying, wait, so you make beer, and then you freeze it, and you take the ice out. Wouldn't that be the exact same as if you just didn't put as much water into it? Ice beer is a beer style in which beer has undergone some degree of fractional freezing. 7/8 frozen during production. These brands generally have higher alcohol content and have a low price relative to their alcohol content. So an ice beer is cheap, strong beer. What's a beer with ice called? Does ice beer taste good? This one does, but it's frickin', it's Toller, man. Toller's, exception of the red beer. I'm sorry, Toller. I'm sorry, puppy. The poor dog. I won't throw the ball for Toller Red. It wasn't that good. This one is good for a lager. So we're into an ice beer. What do you call it? Is an ice beer different than just a lager beer? For a lager, it's a little bit strong. So it's, I can't tell. There's something going on that I can't quite get on board with. Brands have the process of icing beer involves lowering the temperature until ice crystals form. Since ethanol has a much lower freezing point, when the ice is removed, the alcohol concentration increases. The process is known as fractional freezing or freeze distillation. Just don't put as much water. It was developed by brewing a strong, dark lager, then freezing the beer and removing some of the ice. This concentrates the aroma and taste. Also raises the alcoholic strength. Produces a beer with 12 to 15. 12 to 15? I could be drinking 12 to 15% by now? That's a strong white wine, boys. I'm not drinking one of these glasses full of a strong white wine. I mean, I might. No, don't let me think that out loud. Had painted a specific Labatt. Here we go. Eisbach was introduced to Canada in 1989 by, sorry, I'm hitting the microphone. Each year with this different historic view. Okay. Despite the precedent, a large Canadian brewer, Molson, claimed to have made the first ice beer when it introduced Canadian Ice in April of 1993. However, Molson's main competitor, Labatt, claimed to have patented the ice beer process earlier. When Labatt introduced an ice beer in August 93, capturing a 10% market share in Canada, instigated the so-called ice beer wars of the 1990s. Oh my God, there was ice beer wars? I just remembered one, Labatt had Alexander Godunov. And the other thing they had was, oh, what was that song? The Smiths. You shut your mouth, how can you say? I'm going about this the wrong way. I am human and I need to be loved. Just like How Soon Is Now is the name of the song. That was the song that Labatt bought. They bought Alexander Godunov, who theoretically was going cheap because he was a ballet dancer defected from Russia and had only been in Die Hard, which was a very small independent film. And they got the Smiths, How Soon Is Now. What? Could you do an acoustic version of How Soon Is Now? I wonder, what are the chords? Chords, How Soon Is Now. My favorite part of this show and recording the show and being live is I usually put my computer in suspend. After we go offline, I put it in suspend and I go away. And I come back the next day to all these tabs open that say... that have the weirdest stuff. So far we're at Toller Lager Ice. We've got an Alexander Godunov Wikipedia entry where I'm learning about his... I need to go back and learn more about his wife. What I'm doing now, I have cracked open my second... This is the problem. When you buy a six-pack of Toller Ice... Oh, the head's much... Well, the pour was worse, the head's better. You know? Look slow is faster. I'm the sun and the air of a shyness that is criminally vulgar. I'm the sun, air of nothing in particular. You shut your mouth and can you say I go about things the wrong way? I am... Now, see, the problem here is that I have a very out-of-tune guitar here over to my left. That's my wife texting me wondering what the hell's going on. Oh, listen to that. That's perfect. Cheers, Ian. How's it going? Ian, without your guidance and support, we have divulged into quoting Alexander Godunov movies and trying to play the Smiths songs on an out-of-tune 12-string guitar. Come back soon. I require assistance. Okay, we won't even try. We won't even try on that. But Ian obviously knows the song How Soon Is Now. But apparently the chords are quite simple. And it's just a continuum. It goes back to I'm the sun in the air of a shyness that is criminally vulgar. There's a... You shut your mouth. Can you say I go about things the wrong way? I am human and I need to be loved. Just like everybody else should. Ian, I have good news. Toller Ice is pretty good. It's not great, but it's strong. I'm into that. Why wouldn't you exactly? And the other good news is I have four more. They're 355s, but I have four more. So don't buy Toller Ice unless you're really curious. And it's... I don't know that I've judged this one yet. Because I'm trying to figure out if I'm judging it based on... What's that, my wife? Oh, no. If I'm judging it as a lager... Or... As an ice beer, it is a strong lager, and I dig it. The flavor doesn't mix better than their red. Holy crap, yes. But I'm now trying to compare it with the gold. The gold is a 5.0, but it's a better mix. The gold is like a 9 out of 10. This is 8.6, maybe 8.7, I'll say. So it's up there, but it's not phenomenal. It's just, I mean, you know me, I'm cheap. It's cheap and it's strong. And it, unlike any other probably Labatt or Molson product, it's taller, man. It's like, look at this puppy. Throw it the ball. It's adorable. And it needs you to... drink it, and an ice beer is it's removal of ice, so they just concentrated by taking out the frozen bits of it. It's genius, and for a beer this smooth, delicious. Quite good. I heartily approve. This is, yeah, this is, it's danger water. It's so good. Do you seriously just repeat and go back to, okay, well now what's, verse 2, there's a club if you'd like to go, you could meet someone who, you could meet somebody who really loves you, so you go, and you stand on your own. So you go and you stand on your own, and you leave on your own, and you go home and you cry and you want to die. What? I'm trying to remember all the bits of this. This is... Do you think anyone is going to remember How Soon Is Now by the Smiths? What's the Smiths song that everyone knows? The Smiths... famous song. Was the one everyone knows. I think it might be How Soon Is Now. I don't know any of these. Because they're not The Cure, and they're not The Beautiful South. The Smiths' Greatest Hits full album. But they also did This Charming Man. But I think I have another version of This Charming Man by, is it the Zootons or is it Death Cab for Cutie? I would go out tonight, but I haven't got a stitch to wear. The Smiths, all 73 songs ranked. I gotta ask my friends on that one. Dear poor dog. So, okay. I hope work's going well. I've got some Toller ice for you. Toller ice beer. Then you hear Morrissey daffodil waving. Was Morrissey in the Smiths? Now I need to know so much more. Friends of mine got me into the Smiths. They were trying to. And then How Soon Is Now was bought by the Labatt Company to sell their ice beer in 1993 during what I'm learning is the ice beer wars of the mid-90s, which I wasn't paying attention to because I was, that's right, 14 years old in 1994. Two. I was 16 in 94. I was 18 in 96. I was 19 in 97. 19 in 1997. But, so, I'm glad Ian's here. Ian's hopefully going to be back to save me next week so that I don't talk incessantly for, oh my God, nearly an hour. And James, my excellent buddy, best man at my wedding, has got me set up to start putting these up as a podcast. So the podcast is going to be live, unsupervised. I'm going to get this right. drinkns.unsupervised.beer. We're going to have to learn that and have it like stitched into my beard. I will braid my beard in the letters. You can't do that, but don't worry about it. I'll meet some strange guru from other countries that will allow me to do that. And it will be available there. I will switch it over and I will turn it into a group so that we'll go live on the DrinkNS group as opposed to going live on my own personal thing here. And I'll invite everybody to like the group. If you like the group, then we'll be there. These are all noises that you'll absolutely love to hear. The video version will still be there, and I will get back into the habit of editing down a slightly faster version, because you know, no one wants to listen to me sing Smith's lyrics for 40 minutes. This is insane. This is literally a live improvised podcast for an hour long of me drinking beers. Is it about Nova Scotia? Kind of. Is it about beers? Meh. Is it influenced by Nova Scotia beers? Yeah. So that counts. Right? Anyway, we're back next week with Ian. If you want to check it out live, you can come and join the Facebook group. Drink NS. I'm going to get that wrong so many times. Drink NS. I'm going to invite some friends to it. If you tune into the podcast, check it out. We're over here at Drink NS. And it's Ian and I and whoever many friends that we can get in there. We're back there, and hopefully this will be up on some YouTube page as well. Regardless of that, thanks everyone for popping by. Ian, Chris, Brittany up at the very top, my wife to encourage me to do things. How? Honestly. There's the definition of insanity is to do the same thing more than one time and expect different results. But honestly, I don't think that goes quite far enough. The definition of insanity is to encourage your husband when he does things like talk nonstop for one solid hour every week for 82 weeks in a row about craft beer. And in his time between that, he does a 40-hour live stream of video games. Long answer short, I think my wife might be a little bit insane. Because you gotta be to put up with this, right? See you next week. When we drink... I'm way darker than this. But this is good. Toller Ice. And the refresh lager was okay, but I'm pretty sure I tried it before. So anyway. Good night, everyone. See you next week.